Hamilton House in the multicultural district of St. Paul's epitomized the city's push for social inclusion in recent years. Once an abandoned office block, Hamilton House is now home to several successful businesses and community projects. Among them is the Canteen, a restaurant that offers affordable and healthy food sourced locally. Ben Godwin has been working as a manager since it opened in 2009. The Canteen was among the first businesses to start accepting Bristol's local currency.
It's been really good. It's built in strength ever since. Just the idea of supporting local businesses and supporting the community is so strong in Bristol anyway. Something like the Bristol Pound is just easily accepted by many people. So, as an independent bar restaurant, you know, we like to support community-based projects. So having the Bristol Pound is good for our conscience as well as the communities.
When it came out, it was a bit of a surprise in London. Do you remember when it started being used, people being sceptical outside Bristol?
Yes, definitely. There was a lot of debate over whether or not it was going to work or how long it was going to run for, and just the fact that it's been going for a couple of years and it's growing, it's just proof that we can keep the economy local. There's employees here that have part of their wages paid to them in Bristol Pounds. As a business, I think we use some of ours to pay business rates as well.
Do you think it's an inspiration for other places?
Where I'm from in Devon, actually, the Totnes Pound started about 10 years ago, and it wasn't too much of a success when it first started. I don't think they did get a large enough, you know, business catch. But now they've just relaunched it recently, and apparently it's doing really well. So, yes, there's lots of other places around the UK that are doing it.
The Bristol Pound is available via credit unions. They offer better rates than traditional banks. Many are located in the St. Paul's district of the city. The Canteen is also a regular meeting place for Sharan Mundy, chief executive at the Bristol Pound local currency scheme.
One of the important things to remember about creating a green society is how economic structures work. And so you have to change the structures if you want to change people's behaviour. And one of the main things that affects people's behaviour is money and the way it's spent, obviously. For example, if you want to localise supply of food more or other products rather than using energy to transport them from all over the world, then you need to find ways of making that happen.
So just basically, how does it work for Bristolians to get to use their Bristol Pounds?
Well, there's different ways of looking at it. So it works basically like money. It's just money at the end of the day. So you can spend it with hundreds of the businesses, independent businesses that are owned by people who live and work in Bristol. And you can spend it online, you can use your mobile phone to send a text payment, or you can use the paper. And the paper is very beautiful and designed by the people of Bristol.
The Green Party are hoping to make significant gains in Bristol in the upcoming general elections in May. Their candidate for Bristol West is Darren Hall. The Bristol Pound is key to his vision for the city.
I've just reached in for a Bristol Pound. There we go, there's a £5, Bristol £5. For me, that sums it up. I think there's entrepreneurial spirit, but there's also, it's that spirit that's despite the system, disruptive people, and they want to put disruptive projects in place. And the Bristol Pound's a really good example, where it's positive because it helps local money circulate, but it's also disruptive because it's making people think about money. When they started, the Bank of England and the Financial Services Authority were just like going, oh God, it's just Bristol doing another hippie thing. And then about a month before they were due to launch, all of a sudden, they realised that a major UK city was about to launch its own money.
Darren is not the only politician to have embraced the Bristol Pound. The city's mayor, George Ferguson, is paid solely in the currency.